Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Calling Monster Island, where I, the host, Godzilla Kid, will tell you everything there is to know about Godzilla. And we're actually doing a Godzilla episode today.
Wow.
It's been... what? Well, the G-Fest episode is technically a Godzilla episode, but it underperformed, so I'm not going to acknowledge that. So, you know, all these tier lists, you know, seem to be popular on the YouTube. So, you know, I thought I'd do one. Even though you can't see the tier list, I'm just gonna basically tell you where I put stuff. It's all the Godzilla movies. Everyone likes the ranking video, the ranking the Showa, Heisei, and Millennium Godzilla scores. Everyone really likes those. Those videos, or those episodes, perform pretty well. So, I'm gonna do that again, but different. So, if you don't know how a tier list works, there's different tiers for, each item, and you just place those items in which tier you think is appropriate, from S to F, S being the best and F being the worst. If you don't know what a tier list is, then you probably don't go on YouTube very often. So, you know, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. If you don't go on YouTube, I don't even know how you are listening to this podcast, because if you don't go on YouTube, then you probably don't use any of the apps on your phone. Okay, anyways, enough insulting people. I don't think we have any news today. If I sound, like, tired, it's because I am. I'm recording this on August 14th, and it's it's been a hectic couple days. It's definitely been a hectic couple days. So, I did want to do some, you know, content, because, you know, I've been in kind of a slump recently, so, you know, sometimes making content will just take my brain off of things. So, yeah. So, real quick, before we start this up, anyone see the Skull Island anime? Because it was alright. I'll do a review on it eventually, but, also, this video isn't gonna be scripted. This wasn't even planned. I just thought I'd do this real quick. I've been doing a lot of, like, non-Godzilla stuff, and they haven't been performing super well. So that's, if we want to be real here, that's the real reason that I'm doing this. But the last two videos or episodes that we did are somewhat performing, but like not really. it's like the highest view spike in a while was the Godzilla vs. Megaguirus episode, which was like a while ago. So, hey, you know, maybe I'll just do a little something. I don't know why we did that whole Pikmin thing, but you know, whatever. It's there. There's two Pikmin episodes now, so. They're there, you know, you can watch it, you can listen to them if you want. Let's do this friggin' tier list. G54, If I put this anywhere other than S, people will get mad. I'll get mad at myself, so yeah, S. Godzilla raids again. Okay, this tier list doesn't have one for Gigantus the Fire Monster. Or for any of, like, the American re-edits of the Godzilla films. So do I include these? Do I include these in the main movies ranking? Because if I include Gigantus the Fire Monster with Godzilla Raids Again, it'll go from, like, C to F. So, no, let's just count the original versions, because we're counting, like, all the re-edits, then we have to count all the TriStar dubs for the Heisei movies, and then have to do, like, well, actually, there was a Henry G. Saperstein version of Terror of Mechagodzilla, and there was a re-edit of Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla that called it Godzilla vs. the Cyborg Monster, and there's all that crap, so. Raids Again's going in a low C. So I rewatched this film recently, like, semi-recently, and, oh god. I think, by the way, don't listen to my earlier episodes, they're bad, but, you know, I think in my earlier episode, I think it was, like, my fifth or sixth episode, I was way too harsh on Raids Again. Because Raids Again, coming off of G54, is really bad, right? But if you just view it as its own movie, it's pretty fun, you know? It's not perfect, but it's fun. You know, some planes fly backwards, some things happen that don't really make any sense. It tries to be a little bit serious, but it's just not. Gigantus the Fire Monster is a travesty, though. And, you know, Clump Scringly, so. King Kang versus Gobzilda. B. Yeah. I don't know what your opinion on King Kong versus Godzilla is, but I rewatched it, like, fairly recently, and, it's whatever. It's not a terrible movie, but it's also not very great, so, you know, whatever. I don't know, obviously there's, like, brown face in the movie, and that's cultural insensitivity, so that's not good. Stop it, Toho, stop being stupid. And then I think they did it again for Mothra vs. Godzilla. God. But, like, even. Okay, so I watched the American version, and the entire time I was watching the American version, I was like, the Japanese version is so much better. I would be having so much more fun if I was watching the Japanese version. Then I watched the Japanese version a couple days later, and I was like, you know what? I was kind of wrong. I mean, yeah, it's better than the American version, but the American version is bad. It's, like, really bad. So, it goes from being really bad to, like, pretty okay. I mean, the monster action is fun enough, but, like, I'd rather just watch King Kong Escapes, honestly. Which I did watch that movie. And it was really fun. I really enjoyed that movie. So, yeah, I don't know. King Kong vs. Godzilla has always been a thing in the community of, like, well, some people love it and some people despise it. And I'm kind of in the middle. It's like, I don't really care, to be completely honest. It's like, it's not a film that I go back to a ton. So, Mothra vs. Godzilla. A tier? I think is a fair place to put it. It's a fun movie. It's trying to lean a lot more into comedy, like, the original Mothra, although not really. I always compare it to the original Mothra, but the original Mothra, a rat goes down someone's pants, and it's played for laughs. And in Mothra vs. Godzilla, they talk about how an island got nuked, and there's, like, dead, like, skeletons of dead animals all over the place. So, you know, whatever. Skeleturtle is best boy, but he's in Mothra vs. Godzilla, so that's pretty cool. You know. I don't know. It's just not a film I go back to very often. The score is amazing, and the kaiju action is really cool. It's really just not a film I go back to a ton. Similar to the next movie, Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster, which I'm gonna put it high B tier. This movie's alright. I mean, it's alright. Like, it is so overrated, in my opinion. It's like, it's fun, don't get me wrong, but the plot is just kind of nonsense, and it's... God, is it stupid sometimes. I just don't enjoy it as much as I do some movies, and it's like... Eh. Yeah, Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster, it's okay. It's better than King Kong vs. Godzilla, and it's better than Raids Again. So, like, high B tier, but not close enough to be A tier. Okay. Say whatever about Ghidorah, but Invasion of Astro Monster, that's high A tier. That movie is so fun. Okay, so... Here's the deal. I know, apparently, what's his name? Nick Adams? Yeah, that guy. Wasn't a super cool guy, apparently. Wasn't he like a racist or something? I don't know. I'm not trying to spread, like, misinformation about, Nick Adams, but he was apparently not a great guy, so yeah. But you know, whatever. I just think he's pretty all right in this movie. He's not perfect, right? But he's pretty all right in this movie. Yeah, I also really like the plot of Godzilla going to space. It gives a reason for Godzilla Monster of Monsters to exist, and it actually shows where Ghidorah comes from. And it's cool. I have always enjoyed Godzilla movies that take chances with their story, instead of just, it's on Earth, it's a fight, woo! Invasion of Astro Monster felt a little bit more risky, and I think it paid off because, you know, it's a fun movie. I think it was a good choice to leave Mothra out of Invasion of Astro Monster, because if you didn't know, Mothra was originally planned to be in Invasion of Astro Monster, but they took her out because of budget restraints, and I think it's a really good idea to keep her out of the movie. Because it would have been the exact same monster lineup from the first movie, and it would have been super boring. But, as it is, I really enjoy Invasion of Astro Monster. It's like, I don't know. It's just the right amount of Showa schlock and the right amount of, like, decent storytelling just to be pretty fun. So, yeah, if you haven't seen Invasion of Astro Monster, it's like, it was... I think the American version was called Godzilla vs. Monster Zero. It's really fun. I really like it. Check it out. Sea Monster. Godzilla vs. the Sea Monster. Or Ebira Horror of the Deep. Sea. Okay, so here's the deal. I have seen this movie twice. I don't remember the plot, like, at all. But I remember something about there being a dance competition or something to win a boat, and like a criminal, I remember the red bamboo, who they were the bad guys, who were like Akira Takarada and a couple of dudes. It was just kind of stupid. Yeah, Red Bamboo. They're just stupid. They're just a stupid. Yeah, they're a terrorist organization. That's what they are. They're kind of just stupid. Like, their whole plan is to blow up everything. They're using they're using Ebira to, like, they're trying to use Ebira to, like, keep islanders on this on Lecce Island so that they can use them for slave labor. It's like, that's really messed up. You could do a lot with that concept and have Godzilla be a kind of, like, lesser of two evils, but instead they just, it's just stupid. I don't like this movie very much. I'm sorry if people do, but I don't enjoy it. Also, Godzilla acts like King Kong the whole movie, so, you know, whatever. I really don't like this, but yeah. Next movie, Son of Godzilla, B tier. It's alright. You'd think as much as I like Mina, I'd raise this movie up higher, but, no. The characters are stupid. It's like they're trying to get themselves killed half the time. Salgel Island is not a very interesting setting. The Godzilla suit looks like dog crap. It's like the one good thing I will say about this movie is, like, Minya's in it, and I love Minya. But if you don't like Minya, then it's just a bad movie. So, it's like, I really like the end fight with Godzilla, Minya, and Kumonga. That's really sweet. Both in the sense of, like, ooh, that's really cool. And also in the sense of, like, aw, that's cute. They're, like, huddling up in the fire. Aw. Or, in the snow to keep each other warm. That's so nice. The ending of this movie is the only redeeming factor, honestly. It's like, oh, and the fights. Newborn Minya's cute, him interacting with, the island girl. Island girl character archetype number 12, is pretty fun. It's just, I hate the human characters, so, you know, it's like monster action when Godzilla's not on screen, it's like an A-tier movie. Monster action when Godzilla is on screen, still pretty much like an A-tier. When you introduce the human characters, it's like, the human plot is just dumb. I don't like it. Weather balloons, everybody. That's what we could think of. God, it's so stupid. Destro Monsters. This might be controversial, but B. Is it better than King Kong vs. Godzilla? Yeah, it is. I'm not sure if it's better than Son of Godzilla, but Destro Monsters. Problems with Destro Monsters. A, I don't like the human characters. They really have, like, no charisma, and just, like, I don't even remember a single one of them. Two, the whole, like, second half of the movie is just monster action, which would be okay for a good movie, but this movie immediately throws out its interesting plot so that we can see non-stop, like, monster action. It's fun monster action, right? But, like, there's scenes that don't need to exist. Like, Godzilla and Anguirus attacking two tanks. Why is that there? the 10-minute sequence of the Keylock control getting destroyed. It's like, why does that need to be there? Godzilla going away from the King Ghidorah fight and smashing into the base. That kind of needs to be there, not really. Him smashing in the base is kind of cool, because it shows, like, the inside of the base collapsing. But then the whole fire dragon scene, when I originally heard that there was something called the fire dragon in the movie when I was a kid, I was like, that sounds awesome. And then I watched it and it was just a UFO and I was like, this sucks. Again, it's not a movie I go back to very often. It's like, I'll watch it. I'd rather watch other Godzilla movies, but I'll watch it, you know. Next movie. Haha, yeah. Controversial opinion time. All Monsters Attack. S tier, yeah. Okay, can we all acknowledge something real quick? I don't like the dub. The dub's stupid, and it sounds like... It sounds like ass, but whatever. It's funny. The dub is funny, don't get me wrong. But it's just stupid. It's so stupid. I really like this movie, okay? I really do. So, not only is this movie important to me because of nostalgia, but it's also important to me because... it helped me out a lot as a kid. It's like it helped me through difficult times. I had a bully as a kid, so I think this movie resonates with me a lot. Which, you know, might sound stupid, but, you know, whatever. It's not your life, it's mine. So screw off, you know? So, I kind of relate to the human characters a lot. I don't know. I like Ichiro. He's a very real interpretation of a kid his age. That is what 8-year-olds act like. At least not, maybe not nowadays, but when I was a kid, yeah, that's how 8-year-olds acted. I don't know, I enjoy the characters. I enjoy the plot of the movie. I really like the fact that a lot of the older Godzilla fights, like... Okay, here's the thing. Yes, it's stock footage, but here's something. This is set in a kind of our world. It's like, this is set in the real world, where Godzilla is a film character. He's a superhero, right? At this point, you know? He's not, like... He's not, a big force of destruction. He's a superhero to this kid. So when he goes into his dreams, the thing that he's seeing is old clips from Godzilla movies. I enjoy that. That is genuinely really cool. It gives a reason for this movie to have stock footage. It gives a reason for this movie to exist. And yes, it's not a traditional Godzilla movie, but, like, who cares, dude? Genuinely, who cares? Everyone, like, almost everyone in the Godzilla community, including myself, love GVK because of how different and how imaginative it is and what it does with Godzilla. But no one gives Godzilla... Or All Monsters Attack a chance. And I just don't understand that. If you do genuinely give it a shot and you still don't like it, that's totally fine. You know? You don't have to like every single Godzilla movie to be a Godzilla fan. God knows I know that. I messed up that wording, but you know. You don't have to like every single Godzilla movie to be a Godzilla fan. That's just stupid, okay? But I genuinely think there is way, way too much hate surrounding this movie. I think you should check it out. Because if you even resonate with it half or even like 25% as much as I did, I think you'll enjoy it. So, yeah. I knew that was going to be a big hurdle. But, you know. This is my favorite Godzilla movie. Does that mean it's, like, critically or objectively the best? No. No, it does not. It is just my personal favorite. I like it. You don't have to. That's fine. Anyways, let's move on from this subject before someone breaks into my house and tries to murder me for speaking blaspheme on something. I don't know. Godzilla fans are weird. Godzilla versus Hedorah. Next film. Yeah, baby. B tier. Yeah. I don't dislike this movie as much as I did originally. When in my earlier episodes, I was like, this movie sucks. I hate this movie. It's bad. Ugh. Now I'm just like, I mean, it's alright. I do agree with TJ Storm. He said this at his G-Fest panel. This movie is best enjoyed on shrooms. Yeah. It's like, dude, if you got high while watching this movie, I bet you this would be your new favorite Godzilla movie, because this movie's insane already. But just like as a movie by itself, it's just whatever. Yeah, sure, it's fun and whatever, but I don't know. It doesn't give me enough reason for it to exist. So, you know, whatever. Next movie. Godzilla vs. Gigan. Ooh. Our first D tier, everybody. Boom. This movie's... Okay. Here's the problem with Godzilla vs. Gigan. It's not that good. The human characters... I know it's the Showa era, right? Human characters aren't gonna be the greatest. But that doesn't excuse anything, right? We just came off the cuffs of Godzilla vs. Hedorah, while it being an insane movie, I still placed it in D tier. Or B tier. Godzilla vs. Gigan just sucks. I really don't hate this movie, right? I think it's cool that they introduced Gigan this way. Him, like, exploding out of the diamond was really cool. The first time I saw that, I was like, that's the coolest effect that's ever been done in movies. I wonder how they did that. And it's like, well, you know, I wish I could time travel back and just tell my past, like, 8-year-old self, this is how they filmed that, you little Dumbo. And me as an 8-year-old would be like, whoa, that's awesome. And I'd be like, no, it's really not. It's pretty freaking easy, but, you know, whatever. First off, human characters suck, right? No one listens to the aliens, who were right pretty much all along. The fight at the end goes on for probably 45 minutes, which is too long for pretty much any kaiju fight to last. They use way too much, like, stock footage. And I don't mean... I know that I was just talking about how I like the usage of stock footage in, All Monsters Attack. Don't kill me, alright? Here's why I don't like it. They do a day for night thing. They put a filter over footage from Destroy All Monsters so that it looks like a day for night shot. And it looks awful. It looks horrendous. They do it with city attack scenes. It looks so bad. Why? Why would you do this? The monsters talk. I actually have a really cool Cavity Colors shirt of the monsters talking, and it's really cool. But it's in like manga font, so it looks really nice. Okay, I will say I really do like the 70s manga aesthetic of this movie. Actually, you know, this movie would work really well as a manga, but you know, the old Godzilla mangas are really hard to get a hold of, so good luck. yeah, this is a movie that exists. I don't know. I don't really know why I've been talking about this movie for so long, but Godzilla vs. Megalon. I'm bordering on two options here. Okay. I just gotta do it. D tier. this movie. Okay, so I rewatched this fairly recently, thinking, hey, I'm gonna do an episode on this movie, and then I didn't, because you don't know what goes on in my life, so I'm not gonna... Okay, sorry, that was, shut up. Sorry, my dogs are being stupid, so there was a big, yeah. Anyways, Godzilla vs. Megalon is a bad movie. Yeah, it's really the same thing of, like, Godzilla vs. Gigan. It's like, the human characters suck. I will say, the fight is a lot more fun than Godzilla vs. Gigan, so, you know, that's something. Jet Jaguar is awesome, as always. I don't know if this is controversial or anything, but I really like the singular point design. Maybe not more than the Showa design, but, like, as much as the Showa design, so, yeah. Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. A tier. I like this movie a lot. Yeah. It's really fun. It's kind of the weird, like, tone of the later Showa films that's like, is it supposed to be serious or goofy? I can't honestly tell. But it's, you know, it's interesting. I really like this movie. King Caesar, the judo fighting dog lion thing, really cool guy. I like him a lot. Mechagodzilla, he's super cool. Fake Godzilla is a really interesting thing that I wish they would bring back. I know it was in Godzilla Rulers of Earth, but I mean, like, a movie. Not trying to discount Rulers of Earth, because that I should cover that comic sometime, because that comic's awesome. Anyways. I feel like I had a fever dream one time that I actually did cover that. But anyways. Terror of Mechagodzilla. This movie... Yeah. God, this movie. S tier. I love this movie so much. I don't care what anyone says. This is, like, one of my favorite Godzilla movies ever. Okay, I will say, the editing is really weird at points. The pacing is... The pacing. I really enjoy the human characters. I really enjoy the story. I really enjoy the tone. I will say there is some tonal whiplash in certain parts of the movie. I really, really like, the kaiju action. I love Titanosaurus. I love that the two Showa Mechagodzilla films both introduced new kaiju that have barely been utilized since then. But yeah, I really love this movie. Yeah, I don't know if this is, like, controversial or anything, but, you know. Whatever, it's my ranking. You're getting my unadulterated opinions of these Godzilla movies, so. And for some reason, there is a trailer for The Witcher on Tearmaker right now. That's cool. Anyways, Return of Godzilla. Hey, high B tier. Yeah, I know, like, some people despise this movie. It's alright, whatever. The 85 re-edit is really stupid and has, like, no reason to exist, but it introduced a lot of people to Godzilla, so I'll excuse it. Return of Godzilla's trying to be more serious, but I don't think the Godzilla suit was made for a serious Godzilla movie, I'm just saying. I like the suit, personally. It has really big, goofy eyes that makes it feel like a Showa-era movie. But this movie feels the least like a Godzilla movie. Because it just feels like a J-drama, honestly, that's dealing with, like, Cold War conflicts. And Godzilla is there. But I really like the Cold War conflicts. Like, it's actually a genuinely kind of cool plot that's like the Cold War is raging on and like we have to stop it, or not we have to stop it, but like the Americans want to drop a bomb, but the Russians are like, this is stupid, we didn't create Godzilla, and the Americans are like, we'll bomb you, you son of a and the Russians are like, yeah, we're gonna drop bombs from the sky on Japan. And America's like, well, we can do that too. But Japan's just like, when did we agree to any of this? The idea of dropping Godzilla into a volcano is just really funny to me. This is off the cuff, okay? You know, I might edit this out, I'm not sure. But, like, what is the dumbest Godzilla moment you can think of, okay? Because it's probably something from, like, the Millennium or the Showa era. And for the Millennium era, it's probably, like, one movie in particular. But I think the dumbest moment in, like, all of Godzilla history is just this. There's, like, this really dramatic score by Rijiro Kurokuro, which I really enjoy, actually. The score is really good. While this, like, really static-looking Godzilla prop is dropped into Mount Mihara, and it looks so dumb. I freaking love it so much. Yeah, Return of Godzilla. It's more stupid than everyone says. Godzilla versus Biollante. Okay, I rewatched this movie really recently too. I'm bordering on A and S. I'll put it. S. Here's the thing. Out of all the Heisei movies, this is the most entertaining, okay? This feels like a late 80s, early 90s action film, which is just so fun to me. All the Biomajor stuff is pretty good. It's a little confusing at points, especially with the English dub. But I really like it. I really like Biollante as a kaiju. I like that she has two different forms that both look, like, equally horrifying. I love the Godzilla suit in this movie. It's probably the best Heisei movie, honestly. Again, a lot of the fights are just, like, beam, 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 beam. But there is some physical combat, like, Biollante's vine goes through Godzilla's hand, and, like, she spits on him, and he bleeds a bunch. It's kind of cool. I don't know. I like it. And then Biollante lights herself on fire and fades into the sky. I really like the whole Anab subplot of, like, Godzilla, you know, the anti-nuclear energy bacterial is slowly infecting Godzilla and making him get weaker and weaker as the movie progresses. So, yeah, I don't know. I just really like this movie. Even though it has the normal Heisei Godzilla action, it's like, it has a lot of beam, beam, beam. This was the first Heisei movie that really had physical combat before it divulged into just 10,000 energy lasers. So, yeah. Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah. This movie is like a friggin' C tier. I rewatched this fairly recently. God, this movie is like pure schlock, but the best kind of schlock. You know what? No, B tier. Like, above Destroy All Monsters and King Kong vs. Godzilla. This movie's the purest of schlock. Take everything I said about Godzilla vs. Biollante feeling like a late 80s, early 90s action film, and, like, crank it up to about a million. There's a confusing, like, split timeline thing. Emmy exists. Mecha King Ghidorah is such a cool design. I can't help but love it. I don't know. Again, a lot of it just is just, I'm Mecha King Ghidorah, or I'm Godzilla. I'm gonna shoot a beam at your face. And it's like, ooh, how exciting. Beams. I love beams. So fun. Yay. Ooh, yeah, baby. That's what we went for. That's what it's all about. Beams. I'm going insane. You know that? I'm going physically insane. Anyways, Godzilla vs. Mothra. This movie is a D tier. This is a bad... number 15... No, I'm not gonna do it. Godzilla vs. Mothra. I like Batra's design. That's really the only positive thing I can say about it. Oh, and I like Akira Ifukube's score. Those are the two good things I can say about the movie. Now, the human characters suck. Godzilla's weird accordion neck thing is awkward and kind of off-putting. Mothra larva is disgusting. Regular Mothra has chicken feet and fires beams now? Cool, I guess. The Cosmos... Why'd you change their name? Toho? That's stupid, okay? That's stupid. The final battle sucks. Like, it sucks ass. I don't know. It's just bad. I never enjoyed that final battle. Even as a kid, I was like, this is just kind of lame. They do the exact same thing from Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah of, like, knock him on the ground, then pull him into the... then, like, lift him up, put him in the ocean. He won't return after we dropped him from, like, 2 feet. Nope. Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2. It's a C-tier. Yeah, this... God, I wish this movie had transforming Mechagodzilla. You know how cool that would be? Instead of this lame thing that we got. I love the Noriyoshi Orai advance poster for this movie so much because of how badass it looks. It just... God, it looks so cool. It looks so cool. I wish that's what Mechagodzilla looked like in the movie. I wish the advance posters were even halfway accurate to the movie. That's not a fault of the advance posters, that's a fault of the Heisei movies. yeah, wow. Okay, so, God, yeah. Oh, God. This movie's just boring, okay? I'm sorry. I just... I think Baby Godzilla's cute, right? But, like, other than that... Again, if I call Baby Godzilla Heisei Minya, the reason I do that is because... Toho has a really weird thing of calling the same character by a different copyright, even if that character basically serves the same purpose. So, like, Fire Rodan is technically a separate trademark than just Rodan. That's why the whole copyright thing was abandoned a couple of years ago. It's because it really doesn't work at this point, because there are just so many different weird copyright things. So, if they serve the same purpose in a story, I'm just gonna call them by their original name. Also, I think Baby Godzilla, Little Godzilla, and Godzilla Jr. are just stupid names. Make it one name. Don't make it three different names. That's dumb. That's stupid, and I don't like it. I'm just gonna call him Heisei Minya. Like, okay? Just lay off. Okay. Godzilla versus Space Godzilla. I really like the design of Space Godzilla. And, Little Godzilla, he's a cute little guy. I love him. It's like, I don't know. Mogira's dumb. I don't know. Like, low B tier. Yeah. Godzilla versus Destoroyah. Yeah, that's probably S. It's like, no, I can't honestly say that. It's A. Yeah. I don't know. Godzilla versus Destoroyah is like, it's supposed to be cool and, like, finite, and this is the end of the Godzilla franchise. And it's like, okay, then, I don't know, don't make it all just beams. A lot of the Heisei Godzilla movies have, like, the Ultraman-powered effect, where it's like, the suits are too intricate, so we can't move them around. Oh, just have them fire beams. People love that. No, they won't. This is bad. It's okay. Okay? It was not okay in the 90s, and it's not okay now. Give us proper kaiju fights. I will say, you can hate the Showa era as much as you want, but you gotta admit, it had actual frickin' fights. Characters actually interacted with each other. They actually hit each other, which was cool. Again... The Heisei Gamera movies, Gamera might have some big beam attack that he attacks Legion with that comes out of his chest or something, but it doesn't mean he didn't literally rip the horn off of Legion, you know? Like, in the Heisei Gamera movies, when beam effects are done, they're done good. They are done good, you know, like, just, Godzilla in the Heisei era should be more like Gamera. Godzilla 98. C tier. I don't hate this movie as much as everyone else does. It's not a Godzilla movie, okay? It's like, it's the same argument of, like, I kind of enjoy Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. I like the kind of open world aspect of it, even though it's not really that open world. But it's not a Banjo-Kazooie game. It's like a 3D adventure game. So, you know. I don't know. I think Godzilla 98 is a perfect encapsulation of everything wrong with the 90s. It is so stupid that it just kind of works, honestly. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's a particularly good movie, but I don't hate it. It's, yeah. I'm gonna stop talking about Godzilla 98 now. Godzilla 2000. Ooh, this is a B tier, but like high B tier. If Return of Godzilla is like first in place at B tier, Godzilla 2000's like second place at B tier, you know? I actually enjoy the human characters in this movie. The forget what they're called. Isn't it like the Godzilla Prevention Unit or something? No, because that's just GPU, and I feel like that's not it. So, Godzilla 2000 Millennium. Why is that such a cool name? Godzilla 2000 Millennium. Even though it was made in 1999. But, you know. I love the Godzilla design in this game. Godzilla Prediction Network. That's what it was called. Yeah. I love the Godzilla design in this movie. I know it wasn't like was it Teruyoshi Nakano who designed the original's design? I think. I don't know. I really love the Godzilla design. I know it wasn't the one used from the poster, but it's really nice. It's really, really nice. Oh, yeah! Okay, I was just reading through the trivia on Wikizilla. So I don't know if I've ever said this on the cast before, but I love Rob Zombie. Like, I freaking love Rob Zombie. I love his music. His movies are alright, but apparently one of the American trailers for Godzilla 2000 Millennium had the song Super Beast in it. I'm gonna watch that when I get done recording. Because that's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah, okay. Anyways, wow, I did not know that. I'm surprised I never knew that. Godzilla vs. Megaguirus, D tier. I don't like this movie, okay? I'm just gonna say it. I don't like it. But Godzilla Kid, it's like, I don't like it, okay? I just don't. I don't know why I don't like this movie. I've just never vibed with it, I guess. I don't know. It's just kind of stupid, I think. Honestly, it's just like, the plot is like utter nonsense at the end of the day. And it's like, I just don't like this. I don't, okay? I really do not. What's next? Oh, GMK! 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 Okay. GMK? GMK? S tier. It's the best. Okay, I'm sorry, but it's the best movie in the whole. Did I say Noriyoshi Orai made the advance posters? Because that's what I meant. Okay. I'm stupid. Yeah. Noriyoshi Orai made the advance posters. I think I said that. But I'm not sure if I did. So, anyways. GMK, freaking love this movie. Yeah, I don't know why, but I really just love this movie so much. It's so close close to me personally. You know? It's like, I watched this movie later into my life, and the first time I saw it, I was like, whoo, this is really cool. Just, first of all, I freaking love the plot of this movie, of, like, Godzilla being the god of destruction and all. That's really cool. That's pretty interesting, actually. I really enjoy, pretty much everything about the monster designs in this movie, except for, like, Ghidorah having his wings folded back for half the movie. I don't really like that. I like it when he unfurls his wings and he gets, like, powered up and stuff. That's cool. I will say, the effect shot of the spirits going into Godzilla and then, like, dragging him into the ocean, it's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know. I like this movie. Deal with it. Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. A tier. I like this movie. I didn't get the unfortunately didn't get the chance to meet Yumiko Shaku at G-Fest, but she seemed like a really cool person, and she definitely elevates the performance of this movie. What else can I say? This is a fun movie, I will say that. It's a very fun movie. The kaiju battles are really cool. I don't know, with these Millennium movies, it's like, they're good. I don't know, I like them. I don't know. Kiryu's design is really cool. Kiryu. I don't know why I've been saying Kiryu for a while. Yeah, Kiryu is really cool. Tokyo SOS, also gonna be an A. Pretty much for the same exact reasons, except Mothra's in it this time. Yay! I always like Mothra, you know. Give your girl some love, you know, she's awesome. I didn't like her when I was a kid, because I was stupid as a child, so. Did anyone else not like Mothra as a kid? Tell me on the iTunes reviews. Which, by the way, we got a new one I need to read out on the podcast today, so. Yeah. Anyways. I'll read that. I'll read that in a second, so. Yeah, Tokyo SOS, fun movie, I like it. Final Wars, that's a B tier, I don't know, it's like middle of B. Above versus Ghidorah and versus King Ghidorah, but not above, like, not above Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster. Let's say that. Final Wars is dumb, stupid, fun. I don't know. I enjoy it. It's like, for the longest time, I had this stigmatism around Final Wars that I was like, no, Final Wars is stupid. It's people on motorcycles is dumb. Nah, man. People on motorcycles is cool. If Kamen Rider's taught me anything, if Shin Kamen Rider did anything right, it was that the motorcycle looked really cool. So, yeah, Final Wars. It's fun. It's not exactly the best movie, but if you're just watching it to have some fun, it's definitely just a put it on to have fun movie. 2014. That's an A tier. I like this movie. I definitely think it's the best of what the MonsterVerse has to offer. I like them not showing Godzilla for a long time. I know I might have said in my older episodes that, like, them not showing Godzilla is stupid, but, like, it builds to the suspense a little, you know? I will say, it's a really cool payoff that, like, the last pretty much 20 minutes of the whole movie is, like, nothing but Godzilla. And honestly, if we were still having Monsterverse films with Gareth Edwards, that would be really cool, actually. Honestly, if we were still having Monsterverse movies with Michael Dougherty, I would enjoy it just fine, but eh, whatever. I really like this movie. I don't know. Enough said. Oh, the Mutos are cool. I don't know if anyone, like, hated their designs or whatever, but I really like them. I think they're really cool. They're cool. They're a cool little distraction, you know? Shin Godzilla. Shin stands for S, because this movie's good. I like the more political drama aspects of the movie. I kind of like what they were trying to do with the Godzilla design. I will say, if there's anything that I don't like about Shin, it's the evolution of Godzilla. It's just, I feel like there should have been a step in between the third and fourth form. It's like, it goes Kamada-kun, Shinagawa-kun, and then immediately Kamakura-san, which doesn't really make a ton of sense to me. I feel like there should have been something in between those, you know? It's like, I'm a big googly-eyed kind of lizard boy. Okay, now I'm a standing lizard boy that's red, and now I'm the embodiment of death. It just doesn't feel that natural to me, that weird progression of googly-eye, death. The score by Shiro Sugisu, I don't know what I said in my Reiwa era, or in my Reiwa ranking episode, but, this is by far one of the best Godzilla scores. I've always said this, I don't really like how Godzilla reacts. He doesn't feel like an animal, he just, I know that's not what they were trying to do, they were trying to make him a big natural disaster instead of a creature, but at the end of the day, Godzilla is a creature, right? Even in G54, when they're trying to make him act like a creature, or act like a natural disaster, he still reacted to things, right? When the high-powered conductors were in his way, he, like, melted them. I like what they did. I just don't exactly love how it was executed, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think it's right up there with 54 as, like, critically one of the best Godzilla movies. Oh god. Okay. We've reached a point, okay? I did an episode about this. Go listen to that episode if you know what I'm about to start talking about. For full details, if you really want them. I don't know why I started talking like this. This is really weird. Anyways. The anime trilogy. I did not personally enjoy these films. I know there's a good amount of people who also didn't enjoy them. But at the end of the day, you know what you gotta realize? This is all subjective. It's all just my personal opinion. So when I say that Godzilla Planet of the Monsters is a D tier, City on the Edge of Battle is a D tier, and Godzilla the Planet Eater is an F tier, just know, that's all my opinion, guys. That's all just my opinion. Yeah, I might be right. I might be totally objectively right, you know, but, whatever, you know, that's up to you, the viewer, to decide if I am 100% very accurate and correct, or if I'm a stupid dummy. Anyways, Godzilla King of the Monsters. This movie was kind of fun. I don't know. I've changed my ranking from, like, it's the best Godzilla movie of all time, to, like, the humans are stupid, and I don't really enjoy the comedy, but the music is, or the music and the monsters are really fun, and I really enjoy them. So, I don't know. Top of B tier, I guess. GVK. GVK. I'm gonna put it at C, and, we'll just forget about this, you know? Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So, I'm gonna read out that iTunes review real quick, and, then we can, be done here. Both you, the listener, and me, the creator. We can be done with this little episode. And, yeah. I just talked for 1 hour and 6 minutes about where I would place the Godzilla movies on a tier list with no visuals. Anyways, this review comes from a random fan of Mothra Leo. Hey, that's me! I like Mothra Leo, guys. I'll talk about the Rebirth of Mothra movies sometime, if you guys want. And even if you don't, I'm still probably going to talk about them. This review was titled Neat. It was, oh god, it was posted on June 4th. I'm very sorry, random fan of Mothra Leo. That's my bad. My bad. Sorry. I haven't been doing the iTunes review thing in a while, but, you know. I think this is a fun little Godzilla podcast. If you're looking for something casual that doesn't have a ton of episodes that come out frequently, this is a pretty good pick. Wow. How true. Anyways. Yeah. Because the Turtles, episode didn't do super well, yo. It's a green machine, gonna rock to town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is here with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show while the turtles are saying, ninja, ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, rap. Go, 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 ninja, go, ninja, go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go, 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 go. Lyrics. Fill in the gap. I don't remember the rest of the song. Yeah, there you go. Now, hopefully, this episode will perform well, and there will be a Turtles reference in an episode that does well. Okay, everyone, have a great day, and, be good people, or whatever I said last time. Actually, last time I was talking about Pikmin, so, yeah, bye!